The purpose of it is to explain exactly what's happening in the DRC, the ethnic chasing of Banyamulenge, and the discrimination they are facing, rape and the crime, all that. And we are trying to raise a voice to tell the international community, American neighbors, to know and to intervene to see if we can stop what's been going on for more than 3 years.
Will there be a petition presented to the authorities here in the U.S.?
Of course, yes. All the representatives, all the states, all those people who will go in every city, every state, they will have petition as well. They will be explaining exactly what's happening and what do we think that the people should do to help to prevent this genocide that is going on.
But Jean-Paul, some people are suggesting that it is not only the Banyamulenges who are facing some form of challenges due to conflict in the areas they inhabit, and that other ethnic groups face similar instances of conflict in the areas that they reside.
I was just on a BBC a few minutes ago, and the reason that I was there was talking about the issue of Ituri and the issue of North Kivu. But that the president of the Republic did take care of that, the Ituri and North Kivu. He nominated the military, the generals, to be the governor. He doesn't want any more civilian to be the governor. He wants the military to take over and to resolve the issue. But it didn't happen in South Kivu, where the Banyamulenge are being killed. That's why we are raising voice. That's why we need help. And even the military, the DRC military, have been cooperating with the same Mai Mai and the Redi Tabara that we talked about, who are chasing Banyamulenge. That's why we think that we need to talk about Banyamulenge more than anybody else. No one else is being targeted like they do. And remember, they are minority people. Remember, they are Tutsi.
Well, but Jean-Paul, officials of the military have denied that they are involved in any violence or in cooperation with Mai Mai or rebel groups to attack the Banyamulenges. And that all they do, the AFRDC says, is to protect life and property. And that is what they are doing, backed by MONUSCO. So the allegations they deny is false.
I knew they will deny it, but there are evidence proving that they are not doing what they are supposed to do. What would you say when the civilians are being killed in 1 mile where the military are? What would you say in 6 miles there is a MONUSCO, but the civilians are being killed? Their cows are being taken. Their houses are being burned. What would you say about that?
But do you have compiled evidence that you present as part of your petition?
Of course. We have witnesses who witnessed that. We have the area. We have a card that what we call map in the United States that shows where the base is. It shows where the civilians are being killed. And we even have some cases where the people went to the MONUSCO and they went to the government to plead for their safety, and then they've been turned away. And not only that, we will have some cases that the Congolese military actually killed the Banyamulenge when they come to fight for their right, what I call for their right. They've taken their cows, and then they went to fight with the group, Mai Mai, that will take their cows. On their way back, they was killed. Five of them was killed. So that, to me, is more than evidence. And no one will deny that.
So what happens next after the protest on May 14th?
What the community will do next, that's the good question. We are not going to stop. We are going to continue, and we will do. We will raise our voice, and we are hoping for our voice to be heard. We're hoping that the international community will intervene. We are hoping that the government of Congo will listen. We are hoping that MONUSCO will do their job to protect people, especially minority. If not, there are many reasons and many ways other that they are doing, which will not stop the people to continue to protest.